One of the enduring songs from the very early 70s, or perhaps it was the late 60s, was the song, The Sound of Silence, The Sounds of Silence. Most people know that. And it was a great song, and as I said, it has endured. The Sound of Silence is something that we should note, because this is January. And not only is it silent because it's winter, but it's also, there's a silence whenever we think about something that takes place in Washington every January with the Right to Life March that usually takes place for those who are pro-life and anti-abortion. We in past Beyond Today episodes and BT Dailies have talked a great deal about abortion, and it is still a front burner issue in the United States and the world for that matter, because an entire generation of people in America, at least, more than 50 million babies have been aborted. That's a generation of silence. That's the sound of silence that we should note. Now, I don't know if they will march this year in Washington, D.C. for life. A lot has been sullied with the events of early January and the mood of the country right now in Washington, D.C. It's almost been locked down. But I hope they do. And I hope people go there and at least demonstrate peacefully for the unborn. On January 22nd, the outgoing administration of President Donald Trump declared January 22nd to be a day as the National Sanctity of Human Life Day. And again, in the shuffle of all the events of this time, this has gotten lost, perhaps, but believe me, it's still happens and it still goes on, and frankly, it is only going to get worse. The Holocaust of abortions is only going to get worse, and we need to remember that. Abortion is a sin. Abortion is murder. It's taking of a human life from the womb of a mother, the most protected place in all creation. John the Baptist leapt in the womb of his mother when Mary came to visit her cousin Elizabeth to talk about the impending birth that she was about to have. John the Baptist leapt in the womb of his mother. Jeremiah said that he was known in the womb before his birth by God. And so there is life there. We should never forget that. And we should never forget those that have not had that opportunity at this point in time to experience life. So remember that. Every child needs a loving home, adoption services, and efforts to stop the tide of abortion should be supported, should be prayed for by any well-meaning, God-fearing Christian and individual who understands what the Bible says and the biblical worldview in that regard. That's BT Day. Join us next time.